Well, we're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side,
moving on up
to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side,
moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen, beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Forever moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Hey, Weezy?
Yes?
Will you come on as your bet?
I fold. Anybody hungry? We have pretzels, egg rolls, apple turnovers.
Look, Weezy, this is a poker game, not a bake-off.
You wouldn't know it from the way you playing.
Look, just because you got a lucky streak don't mean you're no better poker player than me.
I know 50 guys who say I am.
Who?
This guy and this guy and this guy.
Look, will you just shut up and bet?
George, don't be a poor loser.
I am not a poor loser! Now bet!
Let me see my cards. Woo! 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 Woo!
Oh, I'm out.
Good, I didn't have nothing either.
She did it to me again, I'll kill her.
George, sit down, it's just a game.
All right, give me them cards. Now we're gonna play a game I can win.
How about old maid?
How about no maid?
Don't get too cocky, Florence. George was the poker champion of his ship in the Navy.
That's right.
What ship was that? The USS Chump? I sure wish I could have spent a week on your boat.
No way. It was a war, but we wasn't that desperate. Now, this is how the game goes.
Now, just a minute, George. I don't think we should play anymore.
Why not?
Because you said you wanted to go to bed early tonight. You didn't get any sleep last night, and you've been dead tired all day.
I ain't going to sleep till I win back my money from her.
Then you're going to set the world's record for staying awake.
Now listen,
you know what they say. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. I'm ready to quit myself.
You can't quit.
Why not?
Because I'm losing, that's why not.
That ain't no fat off of my hocks.
Now give me back my money, that wasn't no full game.
Look, I won this money, and I'm gonna keep it.
Not if I take it from you.
I'd like to see you try.
Okay, I will.
George! What's the matter with you?
It was worth it, Weezy. Now she won't come out of her room for a week.
Well, it wasn't very nice. Besides, I'm the one who asked her to play.
Okay, then you owe me $9.80.
Okay, I'll give you a chance to get even.
Oh, that's stupid. We were just trading our own money back.
We don't have to play for money.
But then it ain't no fun.
Sure it is. When we were first married and we didn't have any money, we used to play strip poker, remember?
Yeah.
Want to play now?
Oh, forget it, Weeze. Look, playing strip poker with your wife is like taking a walk in your own neighborhood. You ain't gonna see none you've never seen before.
Watch it, George.
Whoever it is, we ain't home.
Is this the Jefferson residence?
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank God. I could never walk another step. Oh. Scoot over, honey. I gotta sit down.
Excuse me, but do we know who? I mean, are you sure you have the right? How did you get our...
What she's trying to say is, who the hell is you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just so tired from the trip. I'm Dora Johnston.
Dora Johnston?
Florence's mother.
What?
Well, Florence does work here, doesn't she?
She picks up her checks here. I don't know where she works.
To forgive our surprise, but we didn't think Florence had any family.
None of them would admit it.
You must be Mrs. Jefferson. Florence wrote us such beautiful things about you.
Oh? And this is my husband, George.
Oh, yeah. Florence had a few words to say about you, too.
Oh, Florence, can you come out here, please? Oh, she's going to be so excited. What a wonderful surprise.
Now, if Mr. Jefferson thinks he's going to get his money, Mama!
Flossie!
Oh, George, look.
Is there anything nicer than a family reunion?
Yeah, a family leaving a reunion. You wouldn't catch me grabbing, hugging, and slobbing all over my mother like that.
Of course not. You'd spill her Bloody Mary.
Let me look at you, Florence.
Oh, Mama, this is the nicest surprise. Did you just get in?
Uh-huh.
How was your trip?
Oh, was
now, I know you're going to stay. Oh, Mama, you look so good. Mama.
Florence, why didn't you ever tell me about your parents?
Why didn't you ever tell me about yours?
Well, I thought
it's a lot of things I ain't never told you about. Like when I was in high school, I was voted Miss Personality.
Who'd you run against, Godzilla?
But you always said you were alone.
Well, I might as well be. They've been living in Vancouver, Canada for almost 10 years. And you sure can't take the subway there.
Well, you know, Florence, we had to go where the work was. We wanted you to come with us.
Well, it's never too late. Take a nap.
Don't pay no attention to him, Mama. He's just mad because I beat him at poker.
Don't listen to her. Look, I ain't slept for 2 days. You can ask Wheezy. The only reason Florence won tonight is because I ain't myself.
Mr. Jefferson, anytime you ain't yourself, we're all winners.
I see you still got that sharp tongue. Florence always was full of sass. Would you like to see some pictures of her when she was a little girl?
Oh, Mama, they don't want to see no pictures of me.
You're right about that.
You'd love to see them.
Look, Wheezy, I'm going to bed. You can handle a party from here.
Oh, no, George, don't be rude. Now, can't you just stick around for a little while?
I can hardly keep my eyes open. And just to look at some pictures of Florence ain't no good reason to try.
Now, that's enough, George. You be nice.
Here they are, right on top.
Great!
Do you remember these, Florence?
Oh, Mama, did you have to bring that one? That's so embarrassing.
Oh, don't be silly, Florence. You were just a baby. Besides, you had such a cute little behind.
Huh? Oh, I think I'm gonna be sick.
Oh, George, look at this.
Yeah. Florence was such a beautiful child.
It's one of those gifts you never lose.
Well, it wasn't always that way. When I first looked at you after you were born, all scrunched up and wrinkled, I said to myself, Dora, you gotta put a hat on that kid or they're gonna die by the wrong end.
Are you done with that one, George? George? What's so interesting about that picture? George!
Yeah, I really like this picture. Too bad she didn't bring some more.
Here's a nice one of you and your father.
Oh, how is Daddy?
Oh, he's fine.
I wish he could have come with you.
Now, that would be kind of silly, Florence, especially since we're going to get a divorce.
A divorce?
Oh, it'll be good for the both of us.
Oh, Mama, that's a terrible thing.
Living with him was a terrible thing.
Mrs. Johnston, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not. We should have done it years ago.
I feel like somebody just kicked me in my stomach.
Oh, Florence, don't get upset. It's all for the best.
For the best? A divorce?
Yeah, so I thought I'd visit with my little girl while the papers are being drawn up. I suppose I should call for a hotel room.
Oh, now, Mama, you ain't going to no hotel. You're going to stay right here with me. Oh. Right, Miss Jefferson?
Why, yes, of course. She can use Lionel's old room.
I have to get right back to meet with the lawyers again.
Oh, how long can you stay?
Only a month.
A month? Come on, Weezy. I want to talk to you right now.
George, I'm not going to argue with you. This is Florence's home, too, and her mother can stay here.
But why can't she stay? Look, I'm all for it, but Weezy needs a little convincing.
George! Weezy!
I'm surprised at you. Okay. She wants to talk it over in the kitchen. Come on, that's not right.
What's wrong with you? I never said she can't stay here.
No, I'm saying it. Look, this ain't no Holiday Inn for weirdo.
George, that's her mother.
I know it's her mother. Why would I want the maid's mother staying here? I don't even want the maid herself staying here.
When Florence took this job, we said she could have guests.
But that's her mother. She ain't no guest. She's a relative.
Well, what's the difference?
A guest is a guest. A relative is a pest.
Don't be ridiculous, George. She looks like a very nice person to me.
Oh, Weezy, you say that about everybody. You wouldn't know a pain in the butt if you saw one.
You wanna bet?
Look, Weezy, all I'm saying is...
I know what you're talking about. And she's staying.
Oh, come on, George. Let her stay. Who's she gonna hurt?
Lionel.
Lionel?
Yeah, now we ain't got a room for him.
Huh. Lionel hasn't lived here for almost a year.
That's right, because we ain't got a room for him.
No, because he's married. Accept it, George.
Oh, look, that don't mean nothing. With any luck, they're probably breaking up right now.
But that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever...
Turn up! Ha! Ah! That's probably your own son right now looking for a place to sleep. What the hell do you want?
Mr. Jefferson's residence?
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Daddy!
Don, what are you doing here? I came to stay with my daughter.
I see you couldn't wait to get here to tell your side of the story.
Hello, Don. Too bad you have to leave. But they only got one guest room, and I'm using it.
That's all right. The couch will be fine.
Oh, no, it won't be fine.
Oh, don't worry about me. I can sleep anywhere.
No, you can't.
Yeah, this is real nice. Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, what are you doing? Keep your clothes on.
Look, if she stays, I stay. Because Florence is my daughter.
She's my daughter, too.
Well, she ain't my daughter, so you can both go to a hotel.
Will you stop it, George? They have enough problems already. They're getting a divorce.
Okay, make that separate hotel.
Daddy, y'all ain't really gonna split up. Look how long y'all been together.
45 years.
Yeah.
45 of the longest, most god-awful years a man can live with.
46 years.
And that's the reason why she's been correcting me all 45 years.
That's such a long time. Are you sure divorce is the right thing?
Well, now, I feel kind of funny answering that.
Why?
Because I don't even know who you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Louise Jefferson.
Oh, pleasure to meet you.
And that's my husband, George.
Hi. Bye. Let me tell you something, Louise. If I hadn't come along when I did, she wouldn't be married to this day.
Don't you listen to him. When I was younger, I was beautiful.
Careful now, Dora. You remember I was there.
Let me tell you something. You get your fingers out of my face. Daddy,
stop it.
Florence, you might as well know the truth. Your father's impossible to live with. His habits are driving me nuts. He has to brush his teeth every morning at exactly 7:42.
When she buys a new book, she has to read in first.
He makes noises when he drinks.
She makes noises when she sleeps.
And let's not forget about the hamburger. For years, I slaved over a hot stove, made him everything in the books, and now all he'll eat is hamburger. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Hamburger.
And you know why? Because after eating all your other cooking, hamburger's the only thing that'll stay down.
Hey, Weezy, I think we finally found out where Florence learned how to cook.
George, will you keep your big mouth shut?
Look, this is my house. I can do anything I want with my big mouth.
Can you make it disappear?
That's telling him, Miss Jefferson.
Look, in a minute, I'm gonna make you disappear.
If you're gonna talk to my daughter like that, you can just go to your room.
Now, wait a minute. You might be her mother. You ain't my mother.
All right, all right. That's enough. I think what we all need right now is a good night's sleep. Tomorrow morning, everything will look different.
Mm-hmm, especially for them, because they're going to wake up in a hotel.
George!
Okay, now you'll sleep in Lionel's room, and you'll sleep out here on the couch.
Oh, that suits me just fine.
Sure does. You get a nice, comfortable bed.
All right, I'll take the couch, you take the bed.
Why? What's wrong with the bed?
I'm tired. Just decide where you want to sleep.
Wherever you're not.
Oh, you cantankerous old goat.
Look here, I told you. Everybody look right here. You listen to me. Hey. Get out of my way.
Miss Jefferson. Miss Jefferson.
Hmm? What?
Miss Jefferson.
Florence?
Can I come in?
George, it's Florence.
Oh, no, not in my dreams, too.
What time is it?
Oh, it ain't late. It's 4:30.
4:30? Is the building burning down?
No.
Did somebody die?
No.
Then you're fired!
Stop it, George. Now, what's the matter, Florence?
Oh, Miss Jefferson, I just been tossing and turning. I can't sleep.
Why don't you just close your eyes and try counting unemployment checks?
I'm sorry, but I had to talk to somebody. Have you got a minute?
Sure. It's only 4:30. I got 3 more hours before I go to work.
You can talk to me, Florence. What is it?
Oh, Miss Jefferson, I've just been thinking about Mama and Daddy. I know I shouldn't be in here. I should be able to solve my own problems. My parents are getting a divorce!
You poor girl, sit here.
What am I gonna do? I'm going to come from a broken home.
Young women grow up. People get divorced every day. The fact is, your parents never should have gotten married.
George, how can you say that?
Easy. If they ain't getting married, they wouldn't have had no kids, and I'd be sleeping right now.
Can't you help me, Miss Jefferson? I know they really love each other.
Well, what can I do, Florence? I'm not a marriage counselor.
But you must know something. You managed to stay with him all these years.
Well, I'll do what I can in the morning. But first, I think you need to get some rest. Why don't you get into bed?
It won't do no good. I still can't sleep.
Maybe you can now. Just lie down.
Okay.
Florence, I didn't mean to...
Oh, thank you, Miss Jefferson. You're so kind. I didn't want to be alone.
Uh-oh. I do a lot of things for you, but I ain't sleeping with my maid.
Get out of here, you! Ow!
What the hell is that?
Oh, it's my folks. They're fighting again.
That's it. It's all over. They've had it.
George, what are you going to do?
Throw them out.
Oh, no, Mr. Jefferson. Then they'll never get back together. Let me go talk to them.
Why? They ain't going to listen to nobody.
Oh, there has to be a way.
Maybe there is. When I was a little girl, they used to hate to see me cry. They'd do anything for me to get me to stop.
So what you gonna do, go out there and cry?
Yeah, it'll work. I know it will.
Okay, you got 5 minutes, then I'll throw them out. But remember, make sure they ain't standing by no window, because when I start throwing, I just throw.
You saw me.
I didn't see you nothing.
Yes, you did. No, you knew who I was.
I see you out of
what you mean you didn't
hit me?
I don't want to see how you told you about...
Now, what's going on out here?
I went in your mother's room to get an extra pillow, and she hit me with it.
It was dark. I couldn't see who it was.
You hear that? Your mother's getting so old, her eyes are gone. Last week, she tried to take a shower in the closet.
Look who's talking about old. On a quiet night, you can hear his hair falling out.
In all the years I've been married to you, I can't remember a quiet night.
That's because you got such a big...
And I told you about your finger. What's your finger?
Oh, shut up, Florence. Yeah.
Yeah, I never could stand your blubbering.
Well, I can't help it. You my folks, and I don't want you to break up. Now, can't you talk it over?
I ain't got nothing to say to him.
And I got nothing to say to her.
But you ain't giving yourselves a chance if you don't at least talk it over.
All right. We'll talk. You tell him he's a stubborn old jackass.
Oh, Mama.
Go on, tell him he's a stubborn old jackass.
Daddy.
Yes, baby girl?
You a stubborn old jackass.
Now, that's no way to talk to your father.
I didn't say it, she did.
Well, then you tell her for me
Mama,
that I...
Daddy, it would help if you say something nice for a change.
All right. But just for my little girl.
Dora, thank you for the divorce.
Now, look, don't blame me. I've given that woman the best years of my life. I wonder which two they were.
Now, if I just go to show you that you don't know what you're talking about,
yeah, somebody will start to appreciate me.
Hey, hey, look. No, all right, that's it. That's it. Sit down. The game is over. It's all of them. Get over there and sit down, too. Now, you listen to me.
He came into my room.
Shut up. Look, she shut up. Shut up. Now it's my turn. If you didn't want him to know where you were, how come you told him you were coming here?
I didn't. Well, it might have just slipped out, but
uh-huh. And how come you just happened to show up here the same time she did?
Well, it was just a coincidence. I never dreamed.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear. Now, I got an announcement to make. I am George Jefferson. You are the Johnstons. My name is on the rent checks. Your name is on two tickets back to Canada. Use them.
Now, just a minute, George.
He's throwing them out. You said you would help.
She's going to help. Wheezy, help him pack.
George, you just don't kick people out of your house.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You give them a reason first, then you kick them out. Okay. Reason number one, you ain't nothing but troublemakers. Reason number two, I don't like you. And it ain't because you Florence's parents. We all make mistakes. It's because of reason number three. You are fools.
All right, George, you've said enough.
No, I ain't. Now, look, ever since you two been here, I've been listening to you, just chipping away at each other about every little fault. I mean, after 46 years, you should know them all. And you should know they ain't important. Now, me and Weezy been married for 25 years. And you know why it works? Because I put up with all her faults. And she'd do the same for me, if I had any. At your age, you're lucky to have each other. Look, I know how much Weezy means to me. And you should know how much you mean to each other. Now, if you want to throw all that away, you go right ahead. But that's what makes you damn fools. And you can just do it somewhere else.
Boy, he really told you off.
Oh, George.
I'm sorry, Weezy. I just had to say it.
I know. And you did it so well.
Huh?
Come here.
See that, Weezy? Sometimes you got to be tough. Of course it helps when you're the type that commands respect.
Don't spoil it, George.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Jefferson.
My pleasure, Florence.
I should have known they'd be crazy enough to listen to you.
Yeah, I figured I'd give her one more chance.
I guess I'm kind of sort of used to him by now.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
They even decided to start this trip all over again and make it a second honeymoon.
Oh, now that's what I wanted to hear. When you gonna start?
Right now.
Hey, good. Now I can get some sleep.
By the way, where are they going to spend their honeymoon?
In Lionel's room.
The Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience.